This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grada.
And with us in the studio is Emma Bridwell. But Emma, you go by something else sometimes.
I do. I'm normally called the Denylator, or D for short.
And that is when you are with the Northwest Arkansas
Roller Derby, on the track and off the track and practices and hanging out at friends' houses.
Recently, the team was in San Antonio.
We were.
And you had some success on the track, did you not?
We did. We brought our hearts and play hard. We ended up losing both of our games. Our B team did win theirs.
Okay.
But we also lost some other things.
Tell us about what happened.
We played San Antonio on that Sunday evening, and after the game, it's normally derby etiquette to go to the after party that the other team hosts. So we go and, you know, have drinks, eat, visit, because it's, I mean, we're all a family. We're all friends. So we went to their place downtown San Antonio and stayed for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then went out to our van ready to get home and noticed some things were missing.
And it was even a locked van, right?
It was a locked van. And when we walked up to it, you couldn't really tell that anything was wrong. And then we got in and the coach was in the front seat and he was like, where's the GPS? There's no cord. And so we kind of looked around. And we were like, wait a second. If that's missing, what else is missing? So.
And what else was missing?
We went to the back of the van and all of our skates, gear, bags, gone.
For everybody?
Half the team.
Wow.
And so what does that mean for a roller derby team if you don't have skates, bag, and everything?
These items, I mean, some of them you can buy stock, but a lot of them, they're custom to us. I mean, my knee pads were sized to my legs. My elbows were sized to my elbows. My feet and my boots were custom ordered. So, I mean, it takes a while to repair or to replace, and then it's expense. And a lot of us, I mean, that's a lot of money all at one time to shell out again.
I mean, is there any, can you, I guess, what, file a police report for that sort of thing? I mean, can you do
that? We did, yeah. We called the police immediately. They came. They did take fingerprints. They took a listing of the inventory. And then, you know, we've got a lot of people watching Craigslist and eBay for us, even in the San Antonio area.
Right.
They have been very communicative, you know, give me a list of everything that was in there so we can watch those sites.
So now you're trying to, in a very short amount of time, replenish so you can be on the track again.
Mm-hmm. We have an all-star bout scheduled July 21st. We're playing the Springfield Roller Girls, trying to figure out, you know, can we get things that quick? And if we can, what are we going to do? Because it's not overnight that you break in your skates. And they can tear your feet up pretty bad. So it does take a little while to get used to them. So we're throwing around a couple of different ideas of what to do with that date. Haven't decided yet. But we've had a couple team meetings to talk about how we're going to do this. But yeah, it's not done overnight. So we're trying to recoup as fast as we can.
Have you been able to practice at all? Because I mean, I know Starlight Skating has skates that they rent. I know they're not your skates. They don't fit you just right. But as far as staying in shape and.
Yeah, we have our first practice that we were supposed to have, we did have a team meeting that night just to kind of regroup and get our thoughts together. And then our coach let us have the next one off. And then we will go and we'll still, I mean, practice is still required for us. Mm-hmm. We do things called land drills. So they're more like an aerobic and muscle workout that we'll continue to do to try to keep our endurance and muscle strength up while we're off skates.
I think of people I would not recommend stealing from. There's a SWAT team and a roller derby team. I mean, who's doing? I mean, it just doesn't seem like a smart thing to do.
We've talked about that a lot. Not once did we say it was the other team.
Right.
You just don't do that. It's like stealing from your sister.
Right.
The only thing that we can think of is that they didn't know what they were getting. They just thought heavy bags.
Saw the GPS and thought, okay, there's stuff in here.
Yeah. And we've also laughed about it because I would love to see their faces when they open those bags after us playing three games. Because it does not smell like roses.
Well, if people are interested in helping, what can they do?
We did start a campaign website because so many people contacted our PR team and asked what they can do. We're trying to raise money because a lot of these things are so specific, you just can't donate the item. Mm-hmm. So if you go to NWARollerDerby.com, there is a link to a WePay site. We do have a fundraising goal set out there, and it, you know, $5, $15, whatever, it all adds up and goes a long way. That is one of the things. And then, you know, we've got a couple bars that are going to do some fundraisers for us and a tattoo shop that's going to donate some profits. So just like NWA Roller Derby on Facebook and just stay up on our website to see what else is going on.
I checked the page earlier and I see that a lot of the community has already, you know, shown their support, which is great because you guys have actually been really good at supporting the community over the last couple of years, because I know a lot of times the proceeds from your bouts go back to a nonprofit in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love to stay involved. And, you know, if people give to us, you know, like this tattoo shop, if mm-hmm. one of the girls was going to go get a tattoo, I bet you she would go back to that particular place. So, you know, we love to show our love back to people that have helped us.
Finally, Northwest Arkansas roughly has a population 475,000. San Antonio is one of the 10 biggest markets in the country, metropolitan survey area. I mean, that's a big city to be for you guys to be playing.
Mm-hmm. It was. And there's a lot of teams in Texas. So we played Houston on Saturday and then drove over to San Antonio and played San Antonio. And it was fun. We had a good time. We held our own. We were impressed with our playing. So,
all right. Well, best of luck in recouping everything.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And should anyone be listening in San Antonio and you see some skates?
Yes, we need a few pairs.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.